Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Stephen Kuhl is here, too. Stephen is a great member of our Brain Trust Chartered Financial Analyst. He's responsible for financial institutions and strategic partnerships with Western Union's Business Solutions. He's got decades of experience in the foreign exchange and international finance world. And he's here to talk to us about how we bring all of that knowledge and all that capability out here, bring it back to Main Street, and help us take advantage of those resources. Stephen Kuhl, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Jim, and a warm good morning to all.
It's good to have you back, Steve. Hey, let's talk about what you call a litmus test for community banks. How they're going to, you know, what I think what you're thinking is, And I agree with you that community bank's future is going to have to include offering international services, and not just, oh yeah, let me dig that up. I saw that in the brochure. I've got something here. You know, let me see if I can help you. But actually offering international services as a product, being proactive about it. That's their future, isn't it?
It is. It is, Jim. And the reason I characterize it as a kind of a litmus test with respect to the services, the products that banks, credit unions, community banks are involved in is if you look at the fierce ever onslaught from especially fintech, you know, it started out with more of what I'll characterize as kind of the bread and butter mainstream type products, you know, payments, lending, checking, savings, but now you're seeing that, you know, they're getting involved and they're recognizing that, hey, we can graduate up. We can get involved in areas like wealth management, cash management, international. The international payments and foreign exchange area is especially what I characterize as kind of a bellwether indicator. And I say that because it really is a gateway product, Jim, with respect to being able to competently service so many of the community banks, small to mid-sized business clients. You know, there's an awful lot out there, just on the export side as an example, over 300,000 that are actively involved on an ongoing basis in exporting. And if you can't provide that international service to these small, mid-sized business and high net worth clients, for that matter, well, you know, they're the ones first and foremost that are going to immediately seek options. And so it's really the community banks, credit unions kind of drawing that line in the sand saying, hey, we're going to offer international and retain those all-important clients.
And not only react, but proact, right? I mean, they need to be more proactive about these things. They need to assign a team to be proficient at this. So because you and I both know if a customer comes to them with a need for this, for international transfers, international payment system opportunities, they don't need the bank to study up on this. They need somebody who can take it and go with it, right?
Undoubtedly, Jim, and you're touching on something that is, you know, is all important and you know, harbinger of, I think, of all the more intensity of competition to come. If we look at online banking, for example, you know, to the best of my knowledge, Jim, there's no more than about 10 banks in the entirety of the United States that offer online digital onboarding for small to mid-sized businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at that, if you look at that statistic compared to what's happening in the fintech, where many of these fintech entities can onboard literally a small mid-sized business in some of the areas I cited earlier within seconds.
That's by definition. That's their world, right? I mean, they are online onboarding. I mean, that's who they are.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I think what you're seeing more and more is basically they said, well, you know, we not only can beat the traditional banks and credit unions at their traditional space, but we essentially can do it with processing efficiency, access that really is a radical move away from that branch and telephonic centric approach.
Is this encroaching significantly on community banks, locally owned financial institutions, the fintech program, the way they bring people on board and the services they offer? Is it encroaching heavily on the local banks?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And you know, the VC funded venture capital, Jim, in particular, fintech. They are encroaching with lightning expediency. So we're seeing if you look back just a few years ago, in terms of where small business are obtaining capital as one indicator, really they're moving away in a way that even I didn't anticipate with respect to the speed, especially the sub $250,000 threshold. That is an area of small mid-sized businesses that the fintech are really, really focused on that $250,000 and sub capital needs of small mid-sized businesses is what we're seeing.
Well, and the thing is, we have to remember is that the millennials who are predisposed to being attracted to the fintech type of platform, as opposed to a brick and mortar local bank. I mean, those people are now 40, the oldest ones are now 40 years old. They're not children anymore. They're well established in the marketplace. And these are people who are, I mean, some of these people would start a business, their first business banking experience, they expect it to be online. They won't go down and open up an account and then go online like I did over the years. They'll start out with an online experience, they'll stick with it, won't they?
Without a doubt. And that online experience, as you know so well, Jim, is predicated on trust, as an example.
Yeah.
And when you look at a lot of the surveys out there on trust, the banks don't have cornered as they've had in the past.
As they have had. Well, I still feel that way about my bank, but it was because I spent 30 years with them before the fintech ever came along. So they had that, but I'm a baby boomer, my generation is leaving the marketplace. The other guys are coming on. So the community banks are going to have to step up the pace, or they're going to become irrelevant. And I love every one of them, but this is the tough love that we've got to get the message out to them. And that's one of the things that Western Union helps them with. 20Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.